Welcome to the Trash Talking Trio, trash talking all the trashy things in our lives. Did you know that, according to research, a half hour of complaining every day physically damages a person's brain, negatively peeling back neurons in a hippocampus, the part of the brain used for problem solving and cognitive function?
No wonder my wife calls me stupid.
And that's why we're here. We do the complaining so that you don't have to. We complain for change.
My name's Sean, and I get about 6 hours of sleep a day, if I'm lucky.
My name is Tanner, and I've got 1/8 of my PhD.
And my name is Braden, and I love brownies, but not with nuts. I don't get why people put nuts in brownies. That just ruins them. Anyways, it's good to be here today on
the Trash Talking Trio. Folks, thank you, and we're glad to be here. Today's topic is trashy college expenses. We pay way too much for way too little, but we're going to break it down for you so you know exactly what to hate. From the cost of tuition to the cost of living, there's a lot to complain about. So first off, Tanner, what is your opinion on textbook prices? I'm sure that everyone has had to pay some ridiculously expensive textbook.
Well, Sean, let me tell you. This semester I purchased a book from the bookstore that cost me around $130. That in itself was not the problem. The thing that irked me is the fact that the book looked like it was the previous owner's chew toy. The thing was tattered and had all sorts of water damage. And I paid $130 for this quote-unquote new book.
Well, I mean, it was new to you.
For my physics class, not only did I have to buy the textbook, but I had to pay in order to be able to access my homework from mastering physics.
You know, after the semester's over, I never even use my textbooks. I just have them in my apartment for self-defense in case some naked guy tries to break into my apartment. And if that wasn't bad enough, that would make you buy the latest edition of the textbook. Come on, since when has calculus changed?
The average college student spends $1,200 a year on average for textbooks and supplies.
And why isn't the cost of books included in the cost of tuition? I'm roughly paying $3,000 of extra expenses. That includes access to the gym, which I guess is nice, but also for the football team. Why can't they just include the cost of books in it? Oh, that's right, because college is just a big business with lots of professors and their fat salaries, except for Rob. Rob, my English teacher. He's a good guy.
Rob is a great guy. I'm sure even he could find sympathy in the plight of on-campus parking. Not only do we pay for the school for classes, we have to pay to be on campus, too. I've never gone to Walmart and paid to be in the parking lot. In fact, people stay in those parking lots overnight, so in my opinion, paying for on-campus parking is ridiculous. What's your opinion on this matter, Braden?
I agree with you 100%, Sean. This is just one more way the university squeezes money out of us students. We pay $150 a year to park, quote-unquote, on campus, but it isn't even close to the main section of campus. In most cases, you still have to take a bus to get there.
You're crazy!
Exactly. Just this morning, I was waiting for the bus to come so I could head up to campus, and the bus was taking a lot longer than usual. But luckily, they sent two buses to our stop at the same time to take all six of us, waiting for class, up to campus. You know, I would think it would be better to spread the two buses out so they can pick up more often. But hey, what do I know? I haven't even graduated college yet.
And the other thing, don't even get me started on metered parking. That's just ridiculous. I have two evening classes, and most parking areas that require parking pass are free after 5, so I tend to park there. Well, certain areas on campus are metered, so after 5, they aren't even free. You still have to pay. One of my classes is in the distance ed building, and the lot right behind it is metered, so I can't park there. I have to park farther away and walk across campus.
Across the United States, parking costs students anywhere from $40 to $2,500 a year. Students simply cannot afford the price tag of parking on campus. Well, folks, that's all the time we have today. Thanks for coming, and see you next time on
the Trash Talking Trio.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show?
Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.